You will hear five short extracts in which young people who are outstanding at sports are talking about their lives. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the comment each speaker makes about his or her attitude to sport. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
My event is the 100 metre sprint. Athletes never stay in the sport for very long in this kind of event. You just burn up too quickly. It may seem a bit cynical, but I think you have to see it as a way to get your name famous, get some good income from sponsors and advertising, and then put that money into a business. A shop selling sports equipment or a luxury sports club, for example. So it'll take care of you in 10 or 15 years' time when you can't compete anymore.
Speaker 2.
Archery isn't a very well-known sport, but it is an Olympic event. I actually started by complete accident when a friend of mine wanted to go to an archery club, and I said I'd go along, just out of curiosity. But now, I'm really hooked. Last month, I won a regional contest here in Cornwall, and I have my eye on the national championships later this year. Winning it would just be amazing. Even if I never become famous, just the feeling that nobody can beat me is exciting enough.
Speaker 3.
Like most athletes, I started at school. We had a really good gym teacher who encouraged everyone to try all the track and field events to find which we were good at. Well, it turned out that I was good at the high jump, and now I'm going to compete in my first international event in the summer. To be honest, I haven't thought beyond that. It's always been my biggest dream to compete at international level for Australia. I know I'm going to be terribly nervous, but it's definitely worth it.
Speaker 4.
Ever since I was about 10 years old, I knew I wanted to be a professional footballer. I suppose it was partly because both my elder brothers were really good at school. They were always among the best in their class at maths and things, and I wasn't. My little sister was also getting loads of praise from her teachers, even though she was only little. So I wanted my mum and dad to see I was good at something at least. Of course, as I got older, that part of it became less important, and I found myself loving the game itself.
Speaker 5.
Show jumping is as much a social activity as a sport, you know. And in this part of the country, lots of people have horses. It's something people spend a lot of money on, and it takes up most of their free time. In fact, most of my friends are interested in things like show jumping or pony clubs. We meet almost every weekend, except in the middle of winter. That's how I started, although there's an awful lot of hard work involved if you get more serious about competing at higher levels. But it's still loads of fun.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
My event is the 100 metre sprint. Athletes never stay in the sport for very long in this kind of event. You just burn up too quickly. It may seem a bit cynical, but I think you have to see it as a way to get your name famous, get some good income from sponsors and advertising, and then put that money into a business. A shop selling sports equipment or a luxury sports club, for example. so it'll take care of you in 10 or 15 years' time when you can't compete anymore.
Speaker 2.
Archery isn't a very well-known sport, but it is an Olympic event. I actually started by complete accident when a friend of mine wanted to go to an archery club, and I said I'd go along, just out of curiosity. But now, I'm really hooked. Last month, I won a regional contest here in Cornwall, and I have my eye on the national championships later this year. Winning it would just be amazing. Even if I never become famous, just the feeling that nobody can beat me is exciting enough.
Speaker 3.
Like most athletes, I started at school. We had a really good gym teacher who encouraged everyone to try all the track and field events to find which we were good at. Well, it turned out that I was good at the high jump, and now I'm going to compete in my first international event in the summer. To be honest, I haven't thought beyond that. It's always been my biggest dream to compete at international level for Australia. I know I'm going to be terribly nervous, but it's definitely worth it.
Speaker 4.
Ever since I was about 10 years old, I knew I wanted to be a professional footballer. I suppose it was partly because both my elder brothers were really good at school. They were always among the best in their class at maths and things, and I wasn't. My little sister was also getting loads of praise from her teachers, even though she was only little. So I wanted my mum and dad to see I was good at something at least. Of course, as I got older, that part of it became less important, and I found myself loving the game itself.
Speaker 5.
Show jumping is as much a social activity as a sport, you know. And in this part of the country, lots of people have horses. It's something people spend a lot of money on, and it takes up most of their free time. In fact, most of my friends are interested in things like show jumping or pony clubs. We meet almost every weekend, except in the middle of winter. That's how I started. Although there's an awful lot of hard work involved if you get more serious about competing at higher levels. But it's still loads of fun.
That is the end of part 3.